Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Dalet. B'tainius, we said before, that the Torah delineates a Seder Tkiah of Chatzotzos, in Parshas Baloischa. And over there, there's a mitzvah saying, Midaraisim, Chisavoyu, Mulchome, Ba'artzichem, Alatzar, Atzor, Reaschem, Ba'ariosim, Chatzotzos. V'nizkartim, Lefnei Hashem, Lekechem, Neshatim, Yavechem. When Klai Yisrael needs Rachmonus, when Klai Yisrael needs Yeshua, so they blow in the Beis HaMikdash, and this is the mitzvah say that the Rambam brings in Hilchus Tainis. This is shayach to a seder, avoidus, atvila in Beis HaMikdash, or in Lavdavka in Beis HaMikdash. Any place, we don't practice it today, but I'm only excited. There's a mitzvah say that I said to blow. Today they blow a shofar, the moshe, you go to Yerushalayim, when they have an atzeres tvila, and they say Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, they'll blow a shofar, a tashrat, that's al pi Kabbalah, they'll blow a tashrat before the Olam says spontaneously Yud Gimel Midos. But the mitzvah say the Raisa is Bachatzoitzois. But at the end of the parasha over there, B'yom Simchaskim Vayadechem, that refers to in the Beis HaMikdash with the Karbonis. And that also, there's a mitzvah say of Chatzoitzois to accompany the Karbonis. They did that B'shas in the Sochim, by the Shir Shol Yoyim. So that mitzvah B'tainius, what we just said, the Rambam and Hilchus Tainius, counts as the Iker Tvila of a Tainius. To be tzoyek el Hashem v'noishatim yavechem with tkiyas chatzoytzois. Here the Mishnah says, b'tainyes b'shal schorim kvufin upiyan mitzupa kesef. Here they were bent over. The Tanakam that we had in Mishnah Gimel held that the shofar should be pashut. That's the Seder HaTvilo. Over here he says that b'shal schorim kvufin a zocher, the shofar that comes from a zocher, from a ram, is kofuf. Those are the ones that we use. P.N. Mitzupa Kesef, the mouth of it is B'Kesef, because that's not the Ikka Mitzvah. The Mishnah before we had, then the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah Mitzupa Zov, to show that that's the Ikka. The Chatzotzos were made out of Kesef, the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu made. So over here, what we're doing is we're showing P.N. Mitzupa Kesef, Ushtei Chatzotzos Be'emtza, we put the Chatzotzos Be'emtza in the Beis HaMikdash to show by a tainis that the chatzotzos are the ikar mitzvah, not the shofar. Whereas the Mishnah before, we had a Rosh Hashanah where the shofar is in the middle to show that the ikar mitzvah is the shofar. And therefore, shofar mekatzer, the opposite of what we had on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is mekatzer, the chatzotzos marichois, shemitzvah sayoim b'chatzotzos. The Gemara Darshins, what we said before, that this idea of chatzotzos and shofar simultaneously in the Beis HaMikdash is only, the Gemara learns it out of a pasuk in Tehillim, b'chatzotzos v'kol shofar hariu lifnei ha-melech Hashem. Lifnei ha-melech Hashem in, sheloi lifnei ha-melech Hashem loy, the Rav brings. So sheloi lifnei ha-melech Hashem, not in the Beis HaMikdash, where it's not lifnei Hashem, they don't blow both. If you blow chatzotzos, you don't blow shofar. If you blow shofar, you don't blow chatzotzos. One thing that's put in the Mefarshim is the reason why the Tanakam and the Mishnah Gimel holds that Tfilah be'inon pshitois is because the Tfilah on Rosh Hashanah isn't mefurish in the Torah that it's a Tfilah of tshuva. Tfilah of tainis, clearly that tainis is in order to be misvadah to do tshuva and averis. Rosh Hashanah, by the davening as we know, and we'll talk about this more as the Mishnahs go on to say that Tfilah of Rosh Hashanah, we don't talk about averis. We don't talk about tshuva, we don't talk about averis. We talk about being mamlich the Rebbein Shlalom. In order to be mamlech the Rebbein Shlalom, one has to come to the Rebbein Shlalom b'levush malchus. So memela, a tshuva is a necessary prerequisite and it's part of the process. But it's not the essence of the yom. Yom Kippur is about vidui and tshuva and Yom Kippur yitzume shol yom mechaperes. So on Rosh Hashanah, it makes sense that the tefillah is a tefillah pashut. It has to do with the relationship between Klai Yisrael and the Rebbein Shlalom. The tefillahs go straight. Well, tefillah is binam pshitois. Tainiois, it makes sense that it's b'schorim kvufin. That's the pshat in this shita. And again, the pian mitzupa kesef on tainiois is because the only thing we have mufurush in the Torah is the chatzotzos of tainis. The din of a shofar on the tainis in the Beis HaMikdash is midirabonon. They covered it b'kesef to be similar to the chatzotzos that are the way it's written in the Torah. And in Parashat Baloyis, the chatzotzos were made by Moshe Rabbeinu, made out of silver, not out of gold. We'll just add one very beautiful thought to this. This comes from Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch. The difference between Zov and Kesef, Zov is almost 100% pure as soon as it's taken out of the ground. Needs very little refinement. In order to be perfect, it has to have a certain amount of refinement. Kesef is something that comes out of the ground with a lot of sediment, and it has to be refined. It has to go through a purification process. The tainis is a day of purification. Therefore, the ikir is the kesef. What symbolizes Rosh Hashanah, again, we don't talk about averis. Rosh Hashanah, we come to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a state of perfection. Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam Rishon was created. Yetzir Kapav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We try to come to Ribbono Shel Olam Vashtetzach. In order for us to come to Ribbono Shel Olam, we have to be Isaac and Tshuva the whole Chodesh Elul, saying the Shir in the middle of Chodesh Elul, the beginning of Chodesh Elul. But when we come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the coming is to symbolize a state of a perfect relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. There, what properly expresses that is Zov, not Kesef. Mishneh Hei. So far, we had 2 days of Tkiyos, of Truos, and that's the day of Chatzoytzos, Tainis, and the day of Shoifris. Now we have a third day, Yovel. Shova Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tkila Brachos. We learned out from Yovel in Mishneh Beis that shofar is a shofar of an animal, not a shofar of a chatzotzis. But the tkiyas, we don't have much information about the tkiyas of Yovel. Zok the Mishnah that Yovel was shoved to Rosh Hashanah in the Seder. That means whatever amount of blowing that has to be done in Rosh Hashanah, we'll learn soon the amount of tkiyas and truas and so on. Whatever you blow on Rosh Hashanah has to be blown also on Yovel. Nishnodem, labrochos is also that the Seder habrochos, the Seder of Tashrat, Tarat, Tashat, v'chulei, that was part of the Tvila, part of the Musiv, was also blown by the Musiv of Yovel. Bismana Yovel, they had Malchus, Uchronis, and Shoifis as part of, not like our Yom Kippur davening, on Yom Kippur of Yovel, they daven the Malchus, Uchronis, and Shoifis with the Kiyah Shoifer. Here, Rabbi Yehuda has a point that we spoke about before. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm the Rosh Hashanah taken b'shel scharim, ubi yovel b'shel ye'elim. The reason why taken b'shel scharim is because it's bent over. Tefillah has to be kofuf b'achno. Yovel is not about that. Yovel is v'shavta mishal achuzosoi. It's straight. It's a state of perfection. So, memela be yovel b'shel ye'elim that are straight. L'maisa the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like the Tanakama. We blow kofuf heinon Rosh Hashanah. And hey, the Mitzvah Hashem, when Mashiach comes, that's what we're going to blow by Yovel as well.